Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
So, Denise, we're doing Petite Syrah tonight.
All right, Petite Syrah.
What do you think of Petite Syrah? Do you have any thoughts on it?
I think of Syrah with not as much punch.
Oh, okay. I want to ask you more about that, but before we do, tonight we have two Petite Syrahs, one costing right at $16 and one at $25. So we're going to see if we can taste a difference there. And then we just want to learn more about Petite Syrah because I really don't know much about it. I mean, we've read a little bit about it and we've had some. But before we get into that, thanks for listening to the show. This show is for people wanting to learn about wine and make it more enjoyable.
Or just have a good laugh. Yeah. While drinking wine.
But if you're here for a true crime mystery, you're at the wrong place.
Yeah, I love true crime.
Yeah, you listen to it all the time.
If there's a crime with wine, that would be...
There is. There's a podcast.
Crime and Wine?
Yep.
Oh, man. Yep. Someone's got it right.
So anyway, we hope you'll join us each week for this wine journey. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. And we hope you will subscribe to the show and follow us, give us a rating. And we'd love some feedback if you'd send us maybe what you would like to hear on the show.
Mm-hmm. What you're drinking for this Christmas holiday.
Yeah.
Or let us know.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. What you drank and if it went well. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple wines. We've got
Riesling,
Cabernet Riesling, and then we have a Syrah from a different region in the Rhone that was recommended to us, and it's supposed to be a lot like a Beaujolais.
So it's a red wine.
So a lighter Syrah. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting. We'll let you know what we think of those.
We will.
On to Petite Syrah. So a couple things. First of all, Denise, you said it kind of makes you think of Syrah with less bang or something like that.
Yeah, not as much Syrah, like a softer Syrah.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Syrah is one of the parents of this. Mm-hmm. Great. I always thought Petite Syrah just meant it was Syrah with a lot of times petites are... They have tiny little grapes. So I thought it was just a...
Small grape
Syrah, but that is not the case.
Okay.
Okay. A Petite Syrah is actually a cross between a Syrah and a Pellerson. It's a grape I've never heard of, but it's the cross between those two. And you ask, where is Petite Syrah mostly grown?
Right. In I wanted world. To know.
California.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep. California is the place for Petite Syrah. It's also grown, I think probably number two is Australia. And then you have Chile and South Africa kind of way down there. It originated in France, but they said it's almost totally
non-existent.
Yeah. Yep. They totally got rid of it. One of the reasons they said it's called Petite Syrah is because they really didn't know it was something different. And it really has a different name. It's also known as Duraf. That's another name for this grape. And so there was Duraf and there was Petite Syrah. And they actually thought they were two different things. And we talked about that last week.
Two different varieties.
Why do you call the same grape two different names? Well, because they didn't know they were the same. They thought there were two different varieties until they started DNA testing. And then they realized, oh, this is the same thing.
Okay, so it was calling it Duraf.
They actually call it that in California some, but I think more commonly it's other places.
Okay.
But I know people do call it that. And I think that was the name for it when they first bred it.
Okay.
And it has become a lot more popular. I think it was like 1,000 acres back in the 90s. And it's all the way up to 12,000 acres now.
That's so a lot of Petite Sirah.
Quite an increase. Characteristics of Petite Sirah: it's known for having a lot of fruit flavors. It's known for being a full-bodied wine with high tannins and high alcohol.
Ooh, high alcohol.
Yeah, the acid is normally somewhat reduced, normally medium acid. Okay. And cooler climates will typically give you a little more similarity to a regular Syrah, and you'll get more of that pepper, cured meat, and violets, where if you get into the warmer climates, you're going to get more of the fruitiness and less of those Syrah characteristics.
Okay.
Pairs real well with tomato-based dishes, sharp cheddars, pecorino, and Parmigiano cheese.
Okay, I'm ready to taste some of this Petite Sirah.
So before we taste, two things. We're going to rate these wines 1 to 5.
We always rate them.
1 being very poor, we're not going to even drink the glass. Mm-mm. 2, we still don't like, but we'll finish the glass. 3, it's kind of an average,
good wine.
4, we really like, and 5 is
top shelf.
Yeah, we really like it.
Denise 4, we're going to recommend. Yep. 5, I'm not. Yeah, I won't share.
Yep. Tonight, just to let you know, we have 2 wines, and I smelt these when they came down. They're very, 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 very different. Mm-hmm. The first one, well, we have 2 wines. One's a 2021 Crisscross Wines Petite Sirah. Both of these were purchased at Gateway Market. This one was purchased for $15.99. It's aged in French and American oak. It comes from Clarksburg, California. It has 4.4 grams per liter residual sugar and a pH of 3.89. So pretty high pH. So probably not a lot of brightness or acid on there. And then the second wine that we're going to be tasting tonight is a 2021 Fapiano Estate-Grown Petite Sirah. The wine comes from the Russian River Valley of Sonoma. This wine was $24.99, and it received a 91 rating from the Wine Enthusiast.
So these are both California wines?
Yes. One's from Clarksburg and one's from Russian River Valley.
I was really expecting them to be more similar, but they're very different.
They are very different. So let's go ahead and smell this first one. What do you get on the nose?
Well, first of all, it's very dark violet. Violet, I would say. Cannot see your fingers through the wine. Well, this definitely is high alcohol. Lots of legs when you give it a swirl. Very fruit. I get a little bit of spice.
Lots of spice and vanilla and fruitiness in here.
I would say some strawberry, some...
Really? I'm getting more of the darker plum. I'd say blackberry, maybe.
I get a little bit of spice, a little bit of strawberry, a little bit of... It's very good nose. And the taste is, the tannins are not high. It's a little...
It's got some tannins on it.
I think
but it's... they're not that...
No.
They're pretty smooth.
Pretty smooth.
Yeah. I like that. Like I said last week, Petite Sirah, for some reason, is really becoming a favorite of mine.
I'm just trying to...
Now, that seems like pretty high in alcohol.
Is it raspberry that's on the palate that stays with you? Is that what I'm tasting? This one's really confusing me on all that's going on with it.
Yeah, there's like a brightness on the flavor almost.
Big fruit stays on the palate.
Okay. Kind
of like a raspberry jammy.
Okay. And look at those legs.
Oh, yeah. It's totally...
That has got some alcohol. Okay. Well, you like to wait until we have the second one to rate it?
Yes, I do.
So what do you get on the second one?
Ooh, I
I thought the first had some spice. This is definitely all spice with a deep, deep berry.
This one has such a...
Woo.
What plum, is it?
Plum licorice?
Yeah.
Licorice.
I need to tone down my yeah, but mm-hmm. yeah, I think that is.
Oh, yeah. This has the chocolate.
It's got a sweetness
to the chocolate on the aroma. Where the other one had like a berry finish.
Wow. So different.
So different. Okay. I definitely say I'm getting cinnamon, plum. The smell is licorice and spice. Really a lot more aroma that's not fruit on the second one.
And I'm getting more tannins in this one even.
I think this one has oak. Do you get oak? Oakiness? Oh, on yeah. the second one?
Both of them. Both of them have oak.
I get it on the second one a lot more.
But I think this one...
Yeah.
I think which one has the... I think this one has both French and American oak. It's my guess.
I think number two is the crisscross.
Okay. I'm going to guess the other way.
And it says a silkier tannin. And I do think it's silkier after having the first one.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay. I'm the opposite.
And I'm saying number, the, how do you say that? Fapano? Estate grown petite sirah is number one from the Russian River Valley. Mm. I think because it has more of the fruit. And it's balanced too, but it's not as silky as number two. Which one do you prefer? I'm going to town on these.
Oh, man.
They're very
I'm really having
different.
A hard time.
Very different.
Because I would have said I was enjoying number one, but then after tasting number two and going to number one,
mm-hmm.
then I'm thinking I like number two better.
I definitely like the nose on number one better. Number two is more complex by far.
Mm-hmm.
Much more complex.
Yeah, I agree. There's more going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's just a lot going on with number two. That's mm-hmm. why I think it's had... Well, let's go through...
It's really hard.
They're
both good.
I like them both, yeah.
I do too, but for different reasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So go ahead and tell me which one or what you like about them, what you'd rate them. Start with our first wine.
Mm.
What would you rate that?
I think they're both a four.
Okay.
But for different reasons.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time saying tonight which one I would take and finish the glass.
Yeah.
It's that hard for me to decide. And so you think number one is the crisscross.
Yes.
And I think number
two
is the crisscross.
Okay. We need to find out what we're drinking first thing. But before we find out, which one do you prefer?
I'm going to go with number two,
actually.
My gut is I'm going to take number one. Okay. I'm going to finish number one tonight.
Yeah. And let's open these up. Find out. Number one is the Fapiano.
I really like that Fapiano. It's my kind of wine.
Okay, so let's go through this. Number one wine, then, is the Fapiano Estate Grown Petite Sirah, a 2021.
That got a 91 rating.
And it got a 91 rating from mm-hmm. the wine enthusiast. That's called it juicy blackberries and black cherries. They're lightly accented by mint and chocolate.
Oh, that's why I like it.
Mint and chocolate. You love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's full-bodied, dark-colored wine. Tannins range from fruit to produce a well-balanced wine.
Yeah, I get that fruit on the finish,
and
too.
I thought I like the tannins were better. They were really smooth, I thought, in number one.
It was well balanced, but yeah. I think number two is a little silkier on the tongue.
Number two, I got a lot of tannins. I thought that was a little more tannins. But anyway, so the number two was the 2021 Crisscross Wines Petite Sirah. It was $15.99.
Yeah, just packed with All kinds of.
And it was aged in French and American oak. I just thought number two was more complex and had kind of a wider range of flavors. And so, okay, so I was partially right. Number two was aged in French and American oak. And that's yes. what I did say.
Yes.
Okay, so I was right there. I had something right. But it comes from Clarksburg, which surprises me because I did not think.
Which I don't know why they don't call that the Lodi region, mm-hmm. but they don't. So they're getting more distinctive even?
Yeah, I don't know. So it has aromas of black plum, cassis.
Plum, yes.
Chicory.
I kind of get a licorice.
Spice, flavors of black strawberry, raspberry, cinnamon.
Blood orange
zest. And blood zest. Orange zest. Mineral, bittersweet chocolate. And okay. yeah, I like the chocolate. And silky tannins. I thought the tannins were a little more grippy. And it actually got a 92 rating, though. Mm-hmm. So it did. It even got a higher rating.
It did. I think that complexity. It was really tough tonight.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think I that's why. A 91 yeah. and a 92.
Yeah.
Gave them both a 4.
Yeah.
I just gravitate toward that number one.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
I really liked number one when we first drank it. Mm-hmm. Like I said. And then I had number two and then went back to number one. And it's like, oh, I prefer number two.
Yeah, I'm sticking with number one.
Okay.
I prefer the Fappione Estate Grand Petit. Yeah,
the from Russian Simone, River.
The Russian
yeah.
River.
Yeah.
So, which got a 91 rating. That is my favorite wine.
And this is more typical of us. You want that expensive wine.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I took the more expensive one with the lower rating.
Yeah, it did
get But I said right rate. From the get-go, it's just kind of my go-to. The nose was my style. But they're both a little too alcohol-y for me, but...
Yeah, they do have some alcohol.
And pack a punch.
Yeah, so this Crisscross, it did receive a 92 rating from Wine Enthusiast and a Best Buy rating.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It's something different.
And the other one got a 91. Essentially, they're the same. I mean, they both got really good ratings.
If you want to try these two Petite Sirahs, you can see how different the winemaker goes about this. Because, wow, what a difference.
That is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Same variety, but huge difference in taste. Okay. That was good. That was interesting.
Both very good wines. And
I still really like this this variety. I'm getting to be a big fan of Petite Sirah. Even though, boy, whew, that's got some alcohol.
That does. Small sips.
Okay, but we both gave these 4s. We both really
And tonight
enjoyed,
my favorite was Fappiano, and your favorite was?
Crisscross.
Crisscross.
Okay, they're both 2021s.
And I rated both a 4. And what did you rate both?
I gave them both a 4 too.
Also. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Also.
And then next week, what are we doing?
Next week, we are going to Bosnia, which we've never.
That's what I thought we were doing tonight.
Yeah. So next week, we'll do the Bosnian trip and taste some Bosnian wine, which we've never had. We'll learn about some of their varieties that they have over there. Mm-hmm.
And how much was the Bosnia wine?
It was a little bit pricey.
A little pricey?
Yeah, it was in the 30s.
Okay.
Although, and I think maybe that's just because it's kind of hard to get in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of charge you a premium because probably not a lot of people buy it. I saw it online, I think, for $16.
And we paid...
I think it was like 32, something Ooh. Like that. I don't know. I'll
big difference.
Tell you next week.
Okay.
But yeah.
Cliffhanger. The price of the Bosnian wine.
Yeah, but it was a big difference. Probably the biggest difference I've seen. But it's hard to find around here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay. With that.
We'll wish you a happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. And So until next time, happy wine trails.
Enjoy your family time.
Until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Bye.